So this is a foil I've used many times. So this describes the basic mechanism for web technology. So at the top, we start with the worldwide, and that's the so-called internet, which is implementing the web worldwide. You start with the world as the consumer, and that gives you, by definition, the world's best software because it has the biggest market. And that's just a law of economics, that if you have the largest market, you can, of course, make cheaper software, but as you have such a big market, you can also make better software because you can hire more people to work on it. This is, if you like, the origin of this generates browsers and servers, or navigators and servers. Then it is, of course, true that if you look at particular applications such as banking or military applications, they would require special enhancements like security, so you add those in. And then this gives you your base software system, and then you apply it in various applications. And in applying it in various applications, you do two things. The original model was general software for general networks. When you apply it to a particular application, you choose a specific network. That gives you a so-called intranet. An intranet is just a restricted network servicing a particular geographical domain. And so a good example, this particular foil is discussing medical applications. And so a hospital and the associated doctors and clinics might have a particular high-speed secure network linking them together. So you take the software which was designed for the worldwide net and you apply it on that Pacific net. So that has some important advantages because the Pacific net can be faster and also more secure than the worldwide net. But still you want to take the software from the worldwide because it's better. And then, of course, you also customize the software. So your database search, so if you go to the web today and you type search, you have all these wonderful things, Yahoo and Lycos and Alta Vista and Excite and what have you, your web search technology. You then change that web search technology instead of to search the world, you now change it to a very highly customized search of a patient record database or whatever is deemed to be important for this application. When you do a corporate enterprise information system, it searches the database describing the corporation. So we do two things when we use web technology, in particular Java. We restrict the hardware and we customize the software. And so that means that we shouldn't be worried too much. The issues of security and issues of performance which are present on the internet may not be relevant on our specific application. If we have a high-speed, customized ATM network internal to our organization, doesn't matter. That can have much higher performance than a bunch of phone lines or whatever the typical user on the World Wide Web has. So when you're looking at web technology, you should bear in mind your application area because it may have different characteristics from the application which is the World Wide Web.